In 1992, the last radioactive spider from a dying planet came to Earth to find a new habitat, to breed, to survive.
You have reached your destination, planet Earth.
It was found by local paperboy Dave Storm and it survived for a day.
Hello, Mr. Spider. You look very strange. Ow! Ow! Stop biting me!
The green spider's venom infected Dave's bloodstream.
Where are his parents? Where are his parents? Where are his parents? Where are his parents?
Right. I should kick her and Tito to stop. Their car was found in Arden Docks, upside down. It was a total wreck. We had to use their dental records.
Thank you, nurse.
Cool.
Thank you, nurse.
Right, stop now. Cool.
Thank you, nurse.
Where are his parents?
I still think I'd have to do that by 8 again, but... Oh. Okay.
Little did Dave know, not only did this tiny spider make him very ill, it also gave him special powers. It can't be that, can it? Sorry. I'm sorry about this, ladies and gentlemen. If you're on the wrong side of the law, you're on the wrong side of... Peter Piper pecked a peck of excited pickled pepper. Where's the peck of excited pickled pepper Peter Piper picked?
In 2014, two over-imaginative radio production students at the University of Gloucestershire decided to make an audio comic. I'm Johnny Robinson, writer and executive producer for Code Red, and this documentary follows us... faffing around and wasting time. Code Red is essentially a radio drama not made for the radio, but for the entertainment of one single listener, either on an MP3 player or streaming it online. Episode 1 was originally written for our radio drama module with two other executive producers, Robin Smith, who co-wrote the episode, and Yamal Elivald, who also produced the remake of Episode 1 and Episode 2. The original Episode 1 had a different narrator. It had radio god Jim Beeman in it.
In 1992, the last radioactive spider from a dying planet came to Earth to find a new habitat, to breed, to survive.
Jimmy Knuckles was a small role, and we had Jim Henderson.
He's based at the abandoned nuclear plant.
What else?
Get lost, scumbags. I'd rather die than tell you. He'll be gone by the time you get there. Oh, you just broke my arm!
Not only just Jimmy Knuckles, but Detective Miller.
The guys in tights.
Looks like they got away.
Well, shouldn't we look for them?
No, it's fine. We don't need to speak to them. We can't.
Jim Henderson was not available for the remake, so we got Tom Newman in to do it.
Are you Jace Miller?
Aye. Detective Jace Miller. Who wants to know?
Dan State is Jimmy Knuckles. It kind of sounded a bit confusing as two characters before, so we wanted to separate the characters.
He'll be gone by the time you get there! You just broke my arm! That's my bone!
And we wanted to go in a different direction with the narration, so we got Carl Humphreys, who I used to work with at Swindon FM. Laura Ballard is the voice, not only the alien ship at the beginning of Code Red Episode 1, but in Episode 2, she is Cynthia, a computer system that kind of looks after Dave and Steph.
Hello, Mr. Storm.
What, you're a person?
I'm a bit more advanced than that.
Oh, do I have one of these? Oh, I want one of these. It's so cool.
We encourage the actors to have their own lines sometimes. Like the man with the bats originally in Code Red. That was an improv that Karen did while we were recording under a whiteboard.
The man with the bats, he's up on this building. He's got these giant wings, comes flying down, kicks the first guy right in the face. Then he goes over to the other guy, uses that bat thingy that he throws that's really quite sharp. And then all of a sudden, everyone else is down. And it's just, that is what I want us to be like. Something like that.
The so man cool, with
the,
isn't it?
The man with the bats, he's got that big mask on with the pointy ears.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine if he headbutted somebody with that. If he headbutted somebody with that, take your eyes out straight away.
Yeah.
Why don't I have that? I need to get pointy ears.
But you're not the man with the bats.
I don't care if I'm the man with the bats. Pointy ears are the way to go for superheroes these days. Just gives you a whole different edge. I mean, Superman doesn't have them. He's got that stupid little quiff on the front of his hair.
Hey, that quiff is good. That is stylish. It's good.
He headbutts somebody. They're just going to be left with an imprint. The man with the bats does it. They've got no eyes. Straight away, there, you've got Batman having the edge over Superman.
So our main role, Code Red, was played by Kevin Lippitt. He's a radio production student at the University of Gloucestershire. He's on our course. And we put out that we were looking for people to do voices in our radio drama in our second year. And Karen was one of the people that came forward, along with Zoe as well. And Zoe's absolutely brilliant as Crucifix Amber. She works with me in a lot of projects, actually. And she decided that she was going to help out and be CA. And in fact, both of those were very good picks. Karen knew what to do straight away, and the role just fit Zoe perfectly.
Dimension 1992. I just wouldn't forget it even happened.
No, I mean, I came across the same spider.
Oh my god. Cynthia, what would happen if a human ate a Plintonian spider?
Dan Carson, or the Big DC, was played by Ben Perkins, and he was a very, very good find.
A giant earwig tried to climb into my ear. I need a brandy. Get these creatures out of my town!
Originally we had Stephen Walker and Florgo, and he was really good at it, in fact.
The rates in this city are the lowest in nearly 100 years. A vote for me is a vote against crime!
When we were recasting and stuff, we wanted to see who was around and what roles could be done by different people, see if they could be done differently. And we were stuck with Stephen. We ended up actually keeping Stephen as Venom Black because he's got a very good scary voice. And we needed that one step closer to scary. Ben can act anything. We had him act all sorts of roles. We didn't know where to put him because he was so good. What do we do? Let's have them both as Venom Black. So that's what we do right near the end. I'm not going to tell you how the story goes, but basically, they are both Venom Black. It changes very slowly into Steven right to the end point, where Steven's complete scariness just takes over. It's amazing.
Wait, are you on Gogglybook?
Jamie Wade plays Officer Buick. He's absolutely brilliant too. He was in our original production of Code Red, and we wanted to bring him back, and he sounds like an amateur police officer. Luke Stagg, he's not an actor. We needed somebody to sound a bit like henchman, and we got him in to do it.
You didn't bring any bolt cutters to break into a place. What kind of burglar are you?
Another person from our course was Dan Ashford, who plays the prison guard in episode 2.
These things have such crazy stories in. What do you think, Terry?
Kate Lydiard plays very small parts at the beginning of episode 1. She's a nurse.
Their car was found in Arden Docks, upside down. It was a total wreck.
Nicole Burnett, who's also on the same year of our course, she plays various small parts. She has got a role as hench girl. She beats up people and then ends up getting beaten up herself.
Ah, my eye! I've just had eye surgery! Oh my god, my eye!
So my name is Jelmer Lelyveld. I am one of the executive producers of Code Red, and I am here to oversee the production as a whole. My favourite thing today, the second day of recording, is the ad-libs of Jamie with the social media, the Gogglebook, which I quite like, and the ad-lib of Detective Miller and Officer Buick talking about takeaways, as well as Jamie on the phone call asking CA for her Snapchat and other ways of contact. The thing we did in the lecture theatre on location recording, I really liked. And I like Dan Stade because he's very passionate about his role and his character, Jimmy Knuckles. And all the actors are very passionate and very good, obviously. I don't think there's one thing that stands out particularly. I think everything is just one thing of great recordings, I suppose, one great thing. So I quite like to do recordings on location because it's different atmosphere and you have to work with the environment there.
I'll wait in the lift until it blows over.
Oh, look, he's the cake crane himself.
Where are you from?
Like Dick Van Dyke.
Well, enough of that. Where's the mayor?
Mick Cockney Gingers. He's been called away on other business.
And you're coming with us at the apples and pears.
So soon.
I think you'll find that I'm not. Hiya! Get back or I'll elect to whip you.
No, she doesn't.
Hiya! Get back!
Get in!
Get off me!
The boss wants to see ya!
Who's your boss, Sir Alan Sugar?
You'll see soon enough!
He's on the dog and bone now.
What is that?
Really?
Really, oh yeah, that's where I got laughing at.
The best thing is, sorry, this whole thing's recorded.
That's not near London.
Put him in the back of the car. That's not near London. And take it to base.
So some of the stuff that was recorded was done on location. So we had in the nuclear plant, it was actually done in a lecture hall. Park scenes were done in the park at university. And also as well, we did a few other things as well. Karen and Zoe under a whiteboard with some drapes over the side to dampen out the room sound, to make it sound like it was in a car, because none of us can drive. So yeah, that was interesting to do too.
Scene 9, Ben,
nine.
And Dan, that's
nine.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that leads into
page 16. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That leads into the other two coming in. So this is probably the scene with all of you in it.
We're going to have people running and screaming everywhere.
Well, we have to record them two separately separately.
Right. Unless you want me to get the other things so we can have the four microphones out here.
Stereo slang. Again.
You slag.
Yeah.
Shall we just do two and two?
Okay. Okay.
Take no, two
maybe not. Just yell that.
Get back here, you slag!
You so should. So should.
Okay.
Right, the after party's all set up. Meetings for tomorrow are all moved so you can get drunk tonight. You need to send an email to the Gazette because they're worried we're going to take their stories. And you also need to... Are you listening to me?
Yep. Meeting. Gazette. Robot men.
No! Dave, are you actually going to do some work today or what?
Why should I have to do work? It's my company. The key to management is delegation. So... with that in mind, Steph, do you work?
I am the boss too, you know.
Your point is?
Well, if you're not working, then why should I bother?
Are you going to get that? Get the phone, Steph. Steph, get the bloody phone!
Oh, it was a bit loud.
Still a bit too loud. Okay.
So if you know when I do the no at the beginning of the scene?
Yeah.
And I move my head away.
That's how I do that. Steph, get the bloody phone.
Yeah.
I look to the heavens. I'll go from 9:00 a.m. Are you going to get that?
La, 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 la,
oh, get the phone, Steph.
La, la, la,
Steph,
la,
could, la, Steph, could you... La, 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 get the bloody la, la, phone!
What's wrong with me?
Are you going to get that?
La, 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 la.
Get the phone, Steph.
La, 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 la.
Steph,
la, la,
la, could you... Steph, la, 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 get the la, bloody la, phone!
You're a fucking cop, man.
Hey, is it having any problem?
Something offensive about Jews.
Busy, so please leave a message. Unless you are ginger or a Jew. On the first day of Christmas.
Okay, right. We're
going to
do the whole scene.
Oh, good!
Start again, right?
Oh, okay.
Any changes?
No changes.
I don't know if I'm laughing or crying anymore.
Okay, we're ready.
Make sure you say scene 5. Episode 1.
Episode 1, scene 5.
This is not Plan B. This music you are hearing now is not Plan B. It is Peter Fox, who's a German rapper. If you look for a song called Alles New spelled N-E-U, on YouTube, you'll find that he can't cook, his house is built badly, and his friends are all drumming monkeys.
Hello, I'm Zoe Fell, and right now I'm playing Disco Z, but I'm going to pause playing Disco Z because it's rude to do that whilst I'm having an interview. Hello, my part in Code Red, Avenge Me, is I do acting as Steph Paul / Crucifix Amber, and I'm also one of the script editors and production assistants on the production. I like recording when I get to be a bit of a badass, because it's a world away from what I am in real life. So anywhere where I get to kind of beat up people is fun. I like that a lot. I'm looking forward to working with Laura as Cynthia, because it'll be nice to have another girl on the team, because, you know, it's just me. So it'll be nice to work with her, because I worked with her in the past and she's very good at what she does. So yes, looking forward to that a lot.
Oh yeah, have you got a favourite character?
Yes, me. I'm brilliant. There you go.
I am Richard Grace. I am the director of Code Red audio drama. Well, my most favourite thing is like the recording outside, because as part of the Code Red audio drama, see, you've got to say that quite a lot, so people know. As part of the Code Red audio drama, a lot of it is like recorded in the actual sort of locations outside, in sort of part, rooms and things like that and stuff.
Do you have a favourite character in it so far?
Yeah, Detective Jace Miller, because he's really funny. And in my head, the character is different from what the other guys sort of think he is. Whereas they think he's like a like sleek sort of like detective. I've got a different interpretation. He was created to be like your stereotypical sleek, fit sort of British TV sort of policeman. Well, I've got a feeling that he likes a like chicken sandwich or nine and a pizza after that.
Anything else you can think of?
Did you just whisper, what about you, slag?
That's Brian, you slag.
Actually, I might want to do that.
You should let him, because it sounds... It's not.
Brian, get back here! You slag!
Hang on, do it again, because it's still recording.
Yeah,
hang on, do it again, because it adds a wee chuckle in.
Brian, get back here! You slag! Brian, get back here, you slag!
Thank you for joining us today. Snacks and refreshments are available in the Ruby Lounge, and Marcus from the press office will now take your questions.
Right, thanks, that was spot on.
Cool.
However.
Right.
However.
However.
That was spot on.
Yeah.
That was spot on, but a bit at the end...
Right.
Where he was announcing Indigo Fuse. That should have been more...
Okay. Do you want to get him to do that line again? Incredible, likeable superstar role. Just say just one more thing. Can you do that line again?
I feel like I need to explain
what
yeah.
your shirt is. Can you tell me what your shirt means?
Yes, I can. So, Incredible, Likeable Superstar Role Model is basically... there was an Edinburgh show last year...
I'm Johnny Robinson, the executive producer of Code Red, and this has been the making of Code Red. And if you've not had a listen yet, do it now. Code Red is on Audio Boo. It lasts 10 minutes each time, at 6 episodes. Subscribe, follow, do all the other stuff. Follow us on Twitter, tell all your friends about what we're doing and everything else. And hopefully we'll have some more episodes for you soon.